This is the Nightly News Show. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags on the Disclosure Media Network.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What's up, Rags?
Wow, what's going on?
What's up, dude? Hello, and just want to welcome everyone to tonight's edition of the Nightly News. For those listening live on our streams from YouTube and on Ustream and TuneIn, and we're also available on Speaker. Did I say it right this time?
Spreaker.
Spreaker.
You got it right there.
Spreaker. Okay. And, of course, all of you that download our podcast and iTunes and on Podomatic, and we're working on the SoundCloud. This is the Nightly News Show. I'm Jason, and also along for the ride is Rags. And don't forget to subscribe to us by going to our website, disclosuremedia.net. Tonight, it's Thursday, March 12th, 2015. So, man, how's it been going?
Oh, just another lovely day in the paradise that we call the United States of America.
Ah, yeah, it's been a great day in the United States, hasn't it?
Well, in the one that I live in my mind.
Oh, shit.
The one that we're living in right now is short of a constitution. Or I should say it's been ripped up quite a bit.
Hmm. Well, it seems that we've had some difficulties on YouTube, folks, so just give me one second. So, what's up with that? Curious.
Strange. Did you cross the streams?
I don't know, man, but let's see. Let's see here. We're streaming. It says it's getting a stream, so I'm waiting for it. I hit the stream button. Man. Okay, hitting the button. Your event is starting. Are you going to start? Okay, it looks like we're live now on YouTube. For those out there on YouTube, sorry. Shoot. I don't know what was going on, man. This technology. Hey, so before we get to the news, I want to, you know, last night I was working on, you know, you had showed me a couple new places to get an app. You know, we had an app, and it was okay. So you showed
now
me.
Now we got a kick-ass app.
Oh, man, it's coming along. It's of course, I would say it's a beta version right now. So everything is just we're just fine-tuning things, finding out what we want to put on the app, what works for the app, and what you guys want right now if you go to it. I've got it right now loaded on my phone. For those watching, you can see it. It's only available on the Android devices at this moment, but we'll be putting it on the iPhone here shortly, I think. Right now we've got the breaking news. You know, we've got a little tab there for breaking news. If there's anything hot that happens, we've also got a latest news section. You know, just a little blurbs, what's going on. The radio stream.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah, you can actually be on your actually hear the live stream while you're mobile.
That's right. You hear that?
Yeah, actually hear the live stream while you're mobile.
Yeah, you can.
That little delay that we got going.
Just a little delay, and if
that sounds pretty cool though.
And if you don't want audio, maybe you want to watch. You know, maybe you want to check out the studio cam. There's you just hit the more button, and then it's gonna pop up with the Ustream feed, and. As soon as that loads up, you know, you're just going to hit the play button. So you hit play. And now, right there we go.
Live there. Woo!
Oh, yeah, we're live. I'm not moving much. I think it's live. Is the video moving there on the Ustream? Looks like it is. It's hard to tell. But maybe if I go sideways. this is just great doing this live on the air, isn't it? Anyway,
yeah,
you know, so like I said, you can watch it. Also, it's got links to our nightly news videos that are on YouTube. You know, they're right there at your fingertips, so you don't have to go to multiple places to get all the information. It's going to be all in one app. There's also a chat on there, so you can chat with us. There's also a guest. I put a guest request button on there, so if a guest out there maybe says, hey, or anyone, if you want to be on our show and you got a story or something, you just hit that button, and it'll send the information right to us. You can put your name, email, phone number if you want, and we'll get in contact with you. So that's that. It's coming along. It's available on the Google Play Store. I think that's it for new technology-wise on the website. The website's still coming along. We're adding new stuff as we go. I think that's about it. We're also affiliate now, a network affiliate. Is that how we say that, Rags?
Yeah, we'd be one of their affiliates.
We are one of their affiliates, Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. We are one of their affiliates now. So you will be hearing some of their programming on Disclosure Media. It's a network. You know, when we're not on, you hear their programming. So let's move
on.
Which
is some very good programming.
Definitely. You got Freedom Phoenix. It's on in the mornings. He's at a show. They got a show. Freedom Phoenix has a show in the mornings. And the Free Talk Live's on. It just went off.
What was that? No, Freedom Fiends, right?
Well, you got Freedom Fiends, but you got, what's his name? It does a show early morning, too.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Those guys last night were hilarious.
Yep. Freedom Fiends.
I cannot. Those guys were cracking me up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull up the programming for them. Let's see. Oh, gosh. So, yeah, Freedom Themes, they're on from 1 to 3. So, if you have our app, that's right. If you have our app, you can listen to all these things right from your phone. They're on from 1 to 3 a.m. That's live. And then at 9 p.m., it's to Declare Your Independence. That's from 9 to 12. And then 12 to 2 is the Scott Horton Show. And then they've got various shows from 3 to 5. And the Freedom Fiends Encore from 5 to 7. And then Free Talk Live. You like Free Talk Live? Have you really ever listened to those guys?
No, I still haven't yet, no.
Yeah, I haven't really. I've listened to a little bit of them, but not too much. And well, I think that's it. Let's see. Today's Thursday, right? So tonight after us, right? Let's see. It's Flamin' Freedom? I don't know about that. Flamin' Freedom is on after us. So tune in at 11 for the last half of Flamin' Freedom. All right. So I just want to get a couple real topics in, Rags, because we're going to go to a break here in just about 2.5 minutes, I think. New on this network thing here, so I got a couple stories posted here. I guess we'll start with this top one and that everyone's talking about, and it hit the wires early this morning. You know, two cops were shot out at the Ferguson, Missouri. Police hunt for suspects after officers were shot in Missouri City. As you can see by some of the photos here, it doesn't look pretty, man. It got ugly down there, man. The shooting of two officers during a protest rally in Ferguson sparked a sweeping manhunt for suspects on Thursday and ratcheted up tensions in a city at the center of a national debate over race and policing. U.S. President Barack Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder condemned the attack on the officers who were treated for wounds at local hospital and released. And you know, these cops, they didn't even, weren't even officers of Ferguson. Can you believe that?
No, they were not. Yeah, I know. They were not officers of Ferguson. And now it seems like they have actually brought in now everybody that's in town. They are, I believe, the Ferguson officers.
They're all gone.
They're all gone. Not that they've all been dismissed, but that they're basically subbing out in other cities while other cities come into Ferguson. From what I've read, from what I've gathered so far, I don't know all the exact details. But yeah, man, you got. I still haven't seen the video. Did you see the video?
I did. I seen one video.
Did you see a flash?
I haven't. No, I didn't see the flash. I really haven't. actually got to see really the video and really look at it. I just saw what they played on TV. I heard someone screaming and stuff, so I haven't really seen much of a video.
You know, I mean, I didn't get a chance to pull up the map. I just wanted to see if this was a back street or, is, you know, how far away, you know, this really was. You just kind of think, I mean, really, how far away? That's, you know, they're really the guess. Because if you can see a flash, well, then it must not have been that far away.
Right.
And it'd just be kind of odd that they didn't get on their horses and travel over there and see what went on.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you think that you would have, you know, generally it's like security. Like, you know, if I'm doing a concert, well, you know, everybody's up at the stage, just like protesters. Protesters are in front of the police station, right? You know, we're constant security. You know, I got my front stage staff up there front like police officers. But I got guys roaming in the crowds too, man.
Yep.
And I got guys in the clear back.
Yep.
So if somebody did something, I'm going to know. What do these police even know how to do? I mean, I don't know. It just some of the violence that has taken place in Ferguson over the last 8 months, I don't know. You can almost think it might be manufactured.
I think some of it is.
I mean, you look at
this could be manufactured. This could be I hate saying that, but you know, COINTELPRO type, you know, where they do something themselves.
Anything just to start a race war, you know, race baiting, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I swear, every time I have to turn on the TV, why does it have to be about race? You know,
it's always about race.
You know, I mean, I understand.
Hey, we're coming up on a heartbreak here, Rags. Hey, folks, we'll be back here in just a few minutes. All right, folks, we are back. Rags, are you out there, brother?
Yes, I am.
All right, so let's move on to some news. I had the first topic there. What you got?
What was I going to stop? Well, you know, we always do our usual ISIS update.
ISIS update?
Yeah. The U.S. military is concerned ISIS fighters returning to Caribbean could reach border. This is from the Daily Brief. A top U.S. commander warns Caribbean and South American countries that are unable to track 100 foreign fighters that could return from Syria. The war in Syria has attracted roughly 100 foreign fighters from the Caribbean who could easily make their way to the United States, said the top U.S. military commander for the Southern Hemisphere. With little ability to track and monitor foreign fighters when they return, it would be relatively easy for those fighters to walk north to the U.S. border along the same networks used to traffic drugs and humans, according to General John Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command. And last night, didn't we just talk about how the borders are just ramping up? Remember, I gave that talk last night?
Yep.
On that arc, we talked about now the borders are increasing. They increased it from, I can't remember what the exact numbers was, but it was already up 25% over 2014. Now, going, I mean, when does it stop? You know, I mean, but our borders are so unsafe.
No, you know? They're perfectly safe, Rags. Come on.
Yeah, they're perfectly safe until one of these guys, until a bomb goes off at a mall.
Well, that's what they want.
They shoot up a mall.
That's what they
know?
Want. That's what they want.
The American people, how'd they get here? Duh. Wow. Really? Really? The first person that gets, and you know it, because CNN, they're going to find that stupid person. So they guess, well, how did this happen? How did it happen? Because we have a president that wants all these illegals. We haven't shut our borders down for years, and it's just wide open.
Wide open, folks, and they don't
care.
But they want, I think they want something to happen.
Yeah, so that just adds to that little story that we had last night, and that just came out today, so.
All right, well, here's a little tidbit. This is science, I guess. NASA, they discovered an underground ocean on Jupiter's largest moon. What do you think about that, man? An ocean.
Interesting.
Under Jupiter.
Can I fish in it?
You probably could if you could get down there. let's see. Let me pull this story over here so I can read it a little easier. NASA announced evidence on Thursday that Jupiter's largest moon, how does that say? Ganymede? Ganymede? Sorry. Has a salt water. Ooh, it's salt water. So that means it's probably got some sharks in it. Ocean is under icy surface. The ocean is
sweet.
The ocean seems to have more water than all the water on Earth's surface. Hmm. I guess this come from new Hubble observations. And I guess the moon has a magnetic field strongly suggests that the moon, which is the largest in our whole solar system, is home to a subsurface ocean. Scientists have already confirmed the existence of an ocean on Europa, another moon orbiting Jupiter, and NASA has announced plans to send an unmanned mission there searching for the life that might come with liquid water. So you think they might find something down there? They're going fishing, Rags. Literally.
They're going to do a little fishing.
Literally, they're going fishing.
Fish on!
Jeez, I wonder how much that's going to cost.
You know, what's a few billion dollars?
Yeah,
for the
just throw it away. What you got, man? What's your next one?
Well, you know what? As we were talking last night, I think we were having the conversation. We're talking about the political campaigns. They're starting up. They're long ways away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the media wants to try to shove a Clinton or a Bush. Well, Clinton pretty much done herself in. Sorry. I think after this week, she's done. But, you know, first impressions are key as Walker and Bush get ready for New Hampshire. For Governor Jeb Bush and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, the two biggest Republican names, considering a 2016. Now, get this. Now, see, listen to how the journalists word this. This is from the Boston Herald. Notice how they use the word the two biggest Republican names. Now, why would you just say that? Why are they the two biggest Republican names? I mean, I think Fabio is one. Maybe Cruz is one.
Fabio?
Right. You know, isn't that – I'm sorry, Rubio. Sorry.
Fabio's in the race.
You know, Fabio's in the race. Sorry, I looked at the wrong – Rubio and then Cruz. You know, what about those? Those guys aren't big names. You know, what about if Romney runs? You know, I mean, this is what gets me about journalism. Is that legitimate journalism? I don't know. Of course, it is from a liberal city, so there you have it.
Boston.
Boston, yeah, the Boston Herald. So, yeah, the two biggest Republican names. Well, I thought Donald Trump has more money than both these guys combined. He's running, supposedly, right?
Anyway,
so they're heading to New Hampshire tomorrow for a high-stakes first audition before the Granite State leaders and party activists that could make or break their campaigns. It will be Bush's first political trip to New Hampshire in 15 years. Walker was there once in 2012 to speak at the state convention and appear at a gubernatorial fundraiser. It's all about making first impressions, said Fergus Cullen, a former New Hampshire GOP chairman, posting a Bush meet and greet at his Dover home Friday night.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, if you can't connect before the Rotary Club and the Chamber of Commerce and people's living rooms with individual voters, no amount of money can paper over that problem. Just ask Steve Forbes, Cullen said.
He just said you're
really
screwed.
Or do you mean Diebold machines?
Oh, Lord, man. This shit just pisses me off.
You know, and now to get this is what I'm saying, because this is why I mentioned Mark Rubio, because underneath that story, I just want to follow up with this last one, that Mark Rubio lands another top Romney aide for his 2016 campaign, and this is from the Washington Post, which is, you know, pretty much I would consider it a good newspaper. So, you know, Senator Mark Rubio has recruited Rich Beeson as a veteran political operative and senior official on Mitt Romney's 2012 campaign to join his likely presidential campaign, according to two Republicans with knowledge of the move. Beeson is on tap to have a portfolio that includes political and field operations and may serve as Rubio's deputy campaign manager should the Florida senator move forward officially with his widely expected bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. So, do you see what I'm saying, how journalism work? I read you the Boston article.
Yep.
And now, in the same day, from the Washington Post, Mark Rubio. Who, by the way, just got didn't Mitt Romney, you know, he's up there. He's running in the last campaign. This is what I mean about how they socially engineer America.
Yep. And folks,
they'll tell the liberals in one city one thing, and then the Washington Post is telling you a different thing.
Yep. Hey, folks, we're coming up on another break. Don't forget to subscribe to us by going to our website, disclosuremedia.net, and we'll be right back here in just about, I think this is a short break, folks, so we'll be back here shortly.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with a chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
All right, folks, we are back there. The harsh weather, they're saying, is a factor on the U.S. retail sales this past fall. Because the U.S. God, let me read that again. Harsh weather, a factor as U.S. retail sales fall. In February... auto sales purchases dropped by the most in more than a year, and Americans spent least at restaurants and home improvement stores. Retail sales fell about a little over 0.5%, a third straight retreat, including a 0.8% decline in January. The Commerce Department said on Thursday, excluding the volatile categories of autos, gas, building materials, and restaurants, sales were flat. And I guess they're blaming it on the weather. Freezing temperatures and snowstorms most likely weighed on sales in February as the bad weather kept Americans at home. So do you think that's an excuse? Do you think that's a real thing there? Does the weather really have that big of a factor? I guess when you have
you'll think about it. I mean, you're going to have pretty much, I think the numbers are about 75% of the United States lives east of the Mississippi. The snowstorms, so, yeah, it's going to affect people not getting out and buying like normal. And, you know, when it's a nice day, people like to get out and about, you know, as long as there's no snow or nothing on the ground. So, yeah, there is actual truths to that. Absolutely.
Okay. What you got? No, you got something. Was you going to say something else?
No, what time is time we got on the next segment here?
I don't know. What you got? Let's see. What did you?
I wasn't sure when the next break was.
Oh, the next break.
So that's the thing. I don't know when the next breaks are for this thing.
Yeah, I have to send you over the card here so you can. It's I'm looking here. It's gonna be
46.
No, 45 is when the local. So the network is a 2 minute. So that's gonna be 43. Yeah.
43. Okay.
Yep. So anyway,
so you know, as we talk politicians, as we talk the American people, you know, I hear people, so many people say, "Oh, Clinton's running," Hillary's running," and "Oh, it's a Bush." And you know, here's the thing, which gets me. This is from the Associated Press, and we already know this to be true because every American knows it.
Yep.
They say it every year, but this story says major survey finds record low confidence in government. Duh, really? There's been a record low survey with Congress for over 15 years. So, and this is a fact, you know, that their disapproval rating. So from the Washington, from AP, Americans' confidence in all three branches of government is at or near record lows, according to a major survey that has measured attitudes on the subject for 40 years. The 2014 General Social Survey finds only 23% of Americans have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. They don't even trust the Supreme Court.
Yeah, 23% only trust the Supreme Court. 11% in the executive branch, which means that's the president.
You know what's what's biased about this? You can tell what's biased about the AP here. If they really wanted to make this article stand out, put the real number there, not the 23%. How many don't trust?
Yeah.
Put that number there.
You don't want the larger number.
No.
There.
Oh, what? Heck no. What's going
on? You don't want to see the real number of probably 85% of Americans. Well, it might be 90%. Maybe 99%. Who knows?
Well, going by those statistics, 77% folks don't fucking trust the Supreme Court. 77%.
Which, that's interesting about that number. I don't know. That was, I never really thought about that number of the Supreme Court. But absolutely, 11% for the executive branch, which means the president, 5% for Congress, which has always been that way. You know, so, you know, the survey was conducted by an independent research organization, NORC, at the University of Chicago. Because of its long-running and comprehensive set of questions about the public, it's a highly regarded source of data about social trends. Data from 2014 survey was released last week. An analysis of the findings on confidence in institutions was conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research and the General Social Survey. And so, you know, you have this with the AP, and I'm going to run a back-to-back one here. And this is from the Washington Times now. It says, government, number one problem in the country, Americans say, okay? Now, this goes, again, back to the point of where people are looking at overall things. Again, from the Washington Times, government has been named the most important problem facing the country for four straight months and has widened its lead over the second-ranking issue of the economy compared to last month, a Gallup poll said. 18% of Americans named dissatisfaction with government the most important problem facing the country, followed by the economy. 11% and jobs were at 10%. So can you believe that? Remember when they go to debates, when we hear all these presidential elections, it's usually about social services, it's about the economy, it's about, you know, state affairs, it's about our policies around the world. But no, here it's about how Americans feel about government. And again, this is the part that I get upset about, Jay, that we see this in the news. But what are we doing about it to get this stuff done? It's like, you know, my mom, she's like, how come my mom and people, if you listen to anybody older than 65, they're wondering, they cannot believe that our president is still in office, that he's not in handcuffs.
Huh. Yeah.
And that is a fact. I hear that a lot because of just some of the laws that have been broken by the things that are going on.
He ain't even got a birth certificate, Rags.
Which state, Jay? Which state do we want to count?
I don't want to really get too much into that. But, you know, I did see that big, you know, when he put out that birth certificate and supposedly it was fake. And I don't know. You know, they said it was pretty much PDF photoshopped, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot of other unexplained absences. His records, nobody knows this guy, not even his professors.
Right.
You know,
why is everything locked up?
Why is everything locked up? Because, I mean,
why can't we see his college transcripts?
Here's the problem. Why is it the first action he did, executive order, was seal his personal stuff? First thing he did when he took president in 2009, after he was sworn in. So, you know, if you have nothing to hide, you've got nothing to hide. You know, it's open and transparent. But anyways. So that's what I got there, my man. Hold on. Was there something else I wanted to follow up on this? Yeah, so even healthcare. Politicians talk healthcare. Healthcare was even tied for fourth with immigration and illegal aliens. Doesn't that tell you how bad the people of America are hating our government right now? When all of a sudden the economy, healthcare, even the immigration stuff that's going on, they're more dissatisfied with our government than those topics right now. Amazing. That's all I got there, Jay. What do you got? Anything? Or are we going
to
do a break?
Let's see. We got I got another minute to go here. We're 42. We got one more minute. I'm just going to briefly talk about our new app that we got, folks. Just check it out. Go to the Google Play Store. You know, our other app, you wasn't able to listen to us. So just go get the app. You'll be able to listen to us live. You can chat with us live. We're working at the bugs. It works okay, but we still got some other things. We're going to get it out on the iPhone soon. And, yeah. So, Rags hasn't got to try it out yet because he's an iPhone guy.
Yeah, I got the iPhone. So until we get that over to that. And, you know, and there's a lot of iPhone users. You know, it's the biggest one out there.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.lrn.fm. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit the Liberty Radio Network when you shop at Amazon via shop.lrn.fm.
Free Press Publications is an independent, alternative media and publishing company founded in June 2009 with the mission of ensuring a free press for the freedom movement and is committed to spreading the message of peace, freedom, love, and liberty. FPP also gives new authors an avenue for publishing freedom-oriented material. FPP brings you daily news and commentary on the website fpp.cc, as well as a daily 5-minute newscast, FPP Radio News, and weekly news, views, and commentary in the FPP Freedom Minute and Peace, Love, Liberty Radio at fppradio.com, and the monthly newspaper FPP News at news.fpp.cc. Find FPP online at fpp.cc. That's fpp.cc, as in Creative Commons.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm.
All right, we are back, folks. Hey, how that one worked out? Kind of okay coming back there, Rags. man, I don't know. Like I said, I did something on my end. Why we wouldn't listen? I don't know. So let's move on to another topic. U.S. household wealth touches record high, Rags, nearly $83 trillion. Fueled by higher stock and home values, America's net worth reached a record high in the final 3 months of 2014. Household wealth rose 1.9% during the October-December quarter to nearly $83 trillion, the Federal Reserve said Thursday. Stock and mutual fund portfolios gained $742 billion, while the value of Americans' homes rose $356 billion. The typical household didn't benefit much, though. Most of the wealth remains concentrated among richer families. The wealthiest 10% of U.S. households own about 80% of stocks. Wow. Still, greater wealth could help lift spending and economic growth. Higher stock and home values can make people feel more financially secure and more willing to spend, and consumer spending fuels about 70% of the economy. The Fed figures aren't adjusted for population growth or inflation. Of course not. U.S. corporations are also seeing sharp improvements in their finances. The Fed report showed businesses amassed $2 trillion in cash by the end of last year. That's a record high, up from less than $1.9 trillion 3 months earlier. Cash-rich corporations could spend more on investments in machinery, computers, and other equipment that would make workers more productive and accelerate growth, of course. So what do you think about that story there, Rags? U.S. household wealth touches record high, man, nearly $83 trillion.
I call bullshit.
Bullshit. Rags calls bullshit. Why you call bullshit?
Okay, let's really get to the numbers.
Let's dig in. Let's dig it.
So my problem is this. So they say 1.9% of their wealth. Listen to how they said this now. Notice how they said stocks. So they said it rose by 1.9%. Stock and mutual fund portfolios gained $742 billion, while the value of American homes rose $356 billion. So wait a minute. So remember that how many people are still underwater in their homes? They didn't talk about that, did they? No. They didn't talk about the crash when it happened and everybody lost those values in their homes. But they said the homes rose. But how about those that were so far backwards in their homes? Because they've gone down in their local taxes. So I call, again, bullshit. Now listen to what they're saying here. Typical household didn't benefit much, though. See, they notice how they sneak in that one statement. So if we're getting richer, then how does the typical household didn't benefit much? See, most people need to catch that. I noticed this was from my city. I see where you got this article. That's from the Bellingham Herald, north of me.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other thing. If, just like it said, all the stocks are in all, everybody's pretty much wealth that they have, especially the baby boomers. Yeah, it is in the stock market. You can't take it out and spend it or you're going to lose or you get taxed on it. You take it out when you retire. You leave your stocks. You don't touch your stocks until you retire. Third, how was that word again? Did you hear the word that you said, Jay? Spend. We need people to spend. No, we need to spend. No, we don't. Who says we have to spend? See, this is just it's utterly total fabricated.
Spend, BS, spend, man. Got to spend that money.
We need to pay off the debt. So that means, no, we don't need to spend. We need to pay off debt. And then for the corporations that are flush with cash, what do they do? You mean the ones that offshore it and don't pay taxes on it? GE, some other companies that don't pay a single dime and give it back into America? I don't know. Talk about real journalism and real news that affects lives that should be going down. But, oh well, I regress. As always, Jay.
Hey, it's your story next. What you got?
Well, how about Univision's Rodner Figueroa was fired for a Michelle Obama comment?
What?
This is from Yahoo News, Miami AP. Talk show host Rodner Figueroa was fired from Univision after saying that Michelle Obama looks like someone from the cast of the Planet of the Apes. Figueroa, who's known for his biting fashion commentary, made his remarks during a live segment of the show El Gordo y la Flaca.
Don't ask me.
El Gordo y la Flaca. In which the hosts were commenting on a viral video that shows a makeup artist transforming himself into different celebrities, including Michelle Obama. Well, watch out. You know that Michelle looks like she's from the cast of the Planet of the Apes, the movie. Figueroa, 42-7, the giggle. When hostess Lily Estefan countered with, "What are you saying?" and host Raul de Molina said, "Obama was very attractive," Figueroa defended his remarks, saying, "But it is true." In a statement, Univision called Figueroa's comments completely reprehensible and said there's no way that reflects the values or opinions of Univision. So, there you go. How about that? Even the Spanish people, they're not all too happy, maybe. So he got fired, but you know what how he's making the comment on?
What?
He was making a comment about the makeup artist who was transforming herself into a celebrity. And what that person looked at. He didn't mean Obama herself. Right? He says right there, he was commenting on a viral video that shows the makeup artist transforming himself into different celebrities, including Michelle Obama. Do I have to repeat that? Did everybody understand that? So he wasn't saying it about Michelle Obama. He was saying about how this celebrity was making Michelle Obama look like that. Am I right? Am I missing that or no?
No, I think you're right.
Isn't it so funny how if you're in America, you notice this is Univision down in, I'm sure, out of Miami. Yeah, out of Miami. And this guy won a Daytime Emmy Award, by the way.
Wow.
So it cracks me up on the political correctness and just some of the things that goes on in our world, but it has nothing to do with the first lady. It had to do about this makeup show. But I'm sorry. She's the first lady in charge dictator, right?
That's right. Get that shit right. You're messing
around. I'll probably get a 50 whippings, a lashing. Watch it. Watch. Watch.
Yes, you are, FCC. Be on you here shortly. Hey, this next story, you know, we had the $83 trillion in wealth, right? U.S. budget defect totals $192.3 billion in February. That's right. The federal government ran a slightly smaller defect in February than a year ago, but the imbalance through the first five months of the budget year is still running ahead of last year. Well, duh. The Treasury Department reported Thursday that the defect in February was $192.3 billion, down from a defect of $193.5 billion a year ago. For the first 5 months of this budget year, the defect totals $386.5 billion, up 2.7% from a defect, right? That's not defect. Is it a defect? I don't fucking know. $376.4 billion during the first 5 months. Wow. And for the entire budget year, which ends in September 30th, the Congressional Budget Office is forecasting a $486 billion, up 0.6% from 2014. Wow. So they just keep spending, Rags.
Yeah, they do. It's, I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, maybe, yeah, you know. I don't know. Sometimes you get in when you get into a daze, you don't know what to say, or you feel like you're repeating yourself. You don't know if you're saying it to deaf ears. You're wondering how your friend and your families are just looking at everything. And I'm not saying that you have to drop dead and just, oh, my God, our lives are over. No, I'm just saying voice your opinion more. Let others know. Let them know that you're unhappy. You know, don't just sit back and curl up and, oh, just throw the woe is me and just be quiet and curl into a ball. Say it, you know. That, you know, people got to stand up for our rights. You know, you talk about it amongst the people. You know, you got to understand that it's, you know, how much more do we need to keep using these words of these budgets and the outrageous deficits that are growing for us before? Here's my thing, Jay. What does anybody think about these deficits? I wish we could go around. They should go around the room
deficits,
in one of those open that the president does, and just an open mic, town hall meeting, and just go through and let's ask 15 people, right or wrong, what do they think about the deficit? What is the deficit? Will we ever pay it off? Do we magically just print money out of thin air and everything's going to be grand and glory in the United States forever and ever and ever? There's no end in sight. It's all booyah.
Booyah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You got me.
You know, and it's going to increase next year. They said that Obama's, which projects the 2015, it's going to rise to $583 billion. And I guess he's asking for $4 trillion for next year.
Man, that doesn't surprise me. Remember, aren't we going to pay a bunch of illegals coming up if they get amnesty and join in? Where do you think that money's going to come from?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. How about the new college plan? How about putting everybody to work with this new college program? Where do you think that money's going to come from? You know?
I don't know.
I mean, this money just doesn't, I mean, it's got to, you got to increase budget somehow, right?
Yep. All right, folks, we're coming down to the end of the show. I want to thank everyone. Don't forget to subscribe to us by going to our website, disclosuremedia.com. We'll be back next week with an all-new lineup of shows. So join us, Rags. Have a good one, man. I'll talk to you next week.
See ya!